Voices of Hope is a nonprofit committed to inspiring a sense of community and well-being in hospitals through the donation of athletic jerseys to be worn by patients rooting for their favorite team. In the past 7 years, Jerseys of Hope has given out over 2,000 jerseys to lift the spirits of hospital patients. They have impacted the needy in 4 countries and 11 states. Please visit jerseysofhope.org to learn more. We're so honored to partner with Jerseys of Hope and be a small part of the large impact they make. Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. This is Caitlin. Each episode, my Uncle Aaron interviews guests that are living their lives unscripted. The song you are hearing is the music from our dear friends, Tori and Shauna. You can find their music wherever you stream your favorite songs. For now, from his studio, here's my Uncle Aaron.
Welcome back to Unscripted from my studios, powered by Jerseys of Hope, Season 3. Good friend today. I'm really excited to jump into Season 3 of Unscripted, and couldn't think of a better guy to do it with. So, Mark, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about you, and we'll just go from there.
Awesome. Thank you, Aaron. It's great to be here. And so a little bit about me. I am a man of faith. I am a husband to Annie, and I'm a father of two, of a 20-year-old sophomore in college and a senior in high school, Jackson and Ellie. Those three things first, but I am also a giant sports fan, and I am a sports integration director at my church. So I think those five things probably sum me up a little bit.
So let's take them one at a time. Your son is in college. Where is he?
He's at Kent State University.
Kent State.
Yeah. For the first time, he was at Montana State as a freshman, and now Kent State as a sophomore.
And right around the corner, right? So how far from home is that?
About 30 minutes. Which is significantly different than a 25-hour drive. So
absolutely. Absolutely. What was drop-off like? Because everybody, a lot of people are in that drop-off season, myself included. What is a 25-hour drop-off like?
It's hard. So Jackson and I drove out by ourselves, and then Annie flew out to meet us. So it kind of gave us a trip across the country together. So that part was fun. But yeah, when you're leaving that far away, It was a rough night when we knew it was the official drop off.
Yeah.
And then Andy and I drove back across the country together. So again, that was nice and therapeutic, but it definitely had its ups and downs of emotions on the drive home. So now fast forward to this year, he literally left the house without us and just drove himself to Kent and started the sophomore year. So night and day.
Tap the car as he drives out the driveway, right?
Yep. See ya. That's it.
Be safe.
That's it. Yeah.
Love it. On video, we both just literally raised our hand like, hey, be safe. Let me know when you get there. There's a lot of emotion between year one and year two, and especially if they change and go somewhere closer. All right. So you and I met because of, I think, a podcast or Twitter or social media or somehow. But what I got to say right out of the gate is you might have pulled me way out of fantasy football retirement.
Yes.
I've been on the shelf for like 20 years and
literally
somehow you convinced me. So tell me about this league we're in. Tell everybody else about this league we're in. Cause I wouldn't come out for nothing. It wasn't like I wasn't offered. I just didn't want to do it. But this was just an amazing opportunity.
Yeah. I think, this was just kind of on a whim idea that sounded great. You know, through this new job I've been in the past year, I've met a bunch of great people with passion for sports and faith. And I see us all trying to do cool things, but sometimes it's hard to actually integrate it. So just had this idea, maybe everybody that loves sports and faith might want to jump in a league together. So we have a league built of all sorts of folks, podcast people like yourself, Jason Romano, people that are doing, you know, books and podcasts, and then just people from different churches that are doing sports ministry all around the country came together, and there's 12 of us in the league. So I'm really excited for it. I hope that it'll be a fun fantasy league, but I hope we can all kind of learn from each other too and make some great connections.
I already told you I'm going to be the team selling at the trade deadline because it's been that long since I even knew what a fantasy league was. I used to be pretty good at it, but it's been 20 years and I don't even
know. Well, we know you got, you have a secret GM though. We know that too. That's all,
so. I do. So my son Austin and I are going to money ball our way to the trading deadline.
There you go. So, there you go. I'm telling you, the less you know, sometimes the better in these things. So sometimes that's better.
Hey, we got my guy Sam Howell from UNC. So, I mean,
can't go wrong.
Yeah. Can't go wrong. He's going to show out. All right. I'm really excited to be a part of the group, though. It is, when I looked at the roster and the guys that you put together, it's pretty amazing. And I'm honored, honestly, to be in the group with some just incredible guys doing really cool stuff for the Lord in whatever capacity it is that they do that, whether it's podcasts and their job, their day-to-day job, writing books, like you said. There's a great group there, and I'm really, really honored to be a part of it. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're a part of it. And yeah, I should mention, too, a couple of chaplains, too. So I think there's just going to be a great way to, like, figure out how we're all in different parts, but we're all trying to do the same thing, right? We're all trying to have the number one goal together. So good stuff.
And that's not win the fantasy league. That's my favorite part.
No, I'm sorry. I should have clarified. Right.
No. You're right. You know, I think that it is secondary. Somebody's going to win the league, and I'm sure there'll be a trophy and other things. But I have a feeling collectively as a group, we're going to have some pretty powerful moments together. I don't know. And I'm honored to be a part of it. So thank you again.
Thanks for jumping in. Thanks for, you know, putting the cleats back on and jumping in after 20 years.
They don't fit no more.
It's a long time.
the uniform doesn't fit. I mean, right. None of it fits anymore. But all right. One last thing, and then I want to really talk about what you do and how you got there. On my shelf behind me is an Albert Bell starting lineup. Man, that's special, dude. Thank you. You and I met for breakfast. You gave me that, and that was pretty special. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah. My pleasure. I love seeing it when I get to see you on the social media. I love seeing it in the background. So I was not an Indians fan as much back then, but I did love Albert. So, and I love the nostalgia of those starting lineup characters too. So.
It did not come with an SUV or eggs or a corked bat. Like, there should have been a little sticker on it that said, you know, cork bat included. And I bet a lot more people would have got it. Anyway, right. Shout out Albert. We love you.
He's got
Albert,
that wherever you are. Yeah, there's a bobblehead out there with him doing the flex.
So good. It's the best bobblehead ever. And shout out Albert, wherever you are. We still love you in Cleveland. All right, brother. So talk to me about how you got to the position you're in before. We'll talk. First of all, let's start here. What is the position you're in? And then let's go back in time to your journey that you brought you to that. So your position again is what?
I am the director of sports ministry integration. Sure. So I'm probably the only one of those you'll find on LinkedIn. It's kind of a creative position that we did, but in a nutshell, I am working with our church and the sports ministry department to help the families of the kids that are participating in our sports get connected. So we've always done kids very well, but how do we help the parents and the families and the grandparents and everybody that are around the sports get connected to the church as well? So that's my main focus and why they brought me in.
So we're going to say this a lot of times, I have a feeling, but what is the name of the church and what's the website?
Grace Church. So if you just go to graceohio.org, you'll find the church. We're one of several out there, but my main focus is what we would call the Gent campus. And that's where a lot of the sports, I guess, creation has started, has been in this Gent campus.
And that's based where?
Right in Akron, Ohio. Yeah. So, you know, everybody knows LeBron, so we can say Akron and not just in the Cleveland area. So we're right. We have a campus in Bath and a campus that we call Montrose that would all be part of that Gent branch.
Okay. And I was looking at the website this morning. There's 6 campuses. Is that right?
Yeah, there really would be 8 there. It's so there's, wow. You'd find 6 around this Northeast Ohio kind of Akron-ish area. And then there's actually one in Carolinas and one in Atlanta as well, which is a much longer story. But our church is part of a a bigger vision, which is 30 churches in 30 years is what you'd like to see. So we're about 9 years into that. So we're kind of right aligned with where you think it'd be, but that's our dream and our hope. So kind of our big dream, if you will.
Where's the one in Carolina? Just asking for a friend.
South Carolina. So I'll get you some info on that after.
That's the other Carolina. Right?
Yeah, it's the other one.
All right. So how did you get to Grace Church in the first place?
Well, I'll start that one from the beginning, try and keep it short and sweet. But so I did not go to church at all as a kid, really even as a 20 something, but as a parent, when we moved up to Akron, my wife and son started to attend Grace after an invite from a neighbor, and actually a high school friend and neighbor. They started going, and I thought that was great for them. You know, good for you. And they had asked me a few times, and then one day in the car, my 4-year-old son, Jackson, said, "Dad, you tell us we should try everything once, so why don't you try church once before you say no?"
Wow.
So he got me. And I went right away and loved it. And, you know, just kind of like patting myself on the back for a while that I was finally going to church for, you know, probably that first year and a half. And then after that, my involvement trajectory, like really, really shot up. But that's how I got in the door at, you know, 31 years old.
Wow. And so, all right. So you're in the door now, and I don't want to jump too far ahead, but I have a feeling, because I want to ask you a question about that. I have a feeling that your son and that invitation probably feeds into a lot of what you're doing right now. So let's put a pin in that, as they say, and come back to it.
Hey everyone, this is Caitlin again. One of the biggest questions we receive is, how do you make money on a podcast? The answer that my uncle gives is, you don't. We set up unscriptedmerch.com to be a warehouse for products and partners to sell merch and spirit items. Each purchase helps this podcast find out more and order some merch at unscriptedmerch.com. Use code UNSCRIPTED20 and receive 20% off all of your orders. Now let's get back to today's episode.
All right, so you're in the door now, you're attending. Where were you working before you left, let's call it corporate America?
Yeah, I was in medical device sales for the last probably almost 20 years before I made the move over here. So just sitting at about 14 months, I've been on this job. So about 20 plus years of just two different med device companies, and before I made the move last summer.
Was there a stirring in your heart like, this isn't what I'm supposed to do the rest of my life?
There was, man, there was a very strong, you know, I'm one of those complimenting COVID stories a little bit. So I sat at breakfast with our sports ministry pastor back in April of 2019. I sat at breakfast with him and told him, man, something's pulling on me. I had been involved in sports ministry at that point. That's one of the things, to your point earlier, that drew me into Grace more and more as I got more involved. So sitting with him at breakfast and said, I knew this new building might be coming. We were thinking about kind of doubling and tripling down on sports. And I just told him, like, I feel like I need to get this out to you so I can have somebody else own it. I'm being pulled to do it. I don't know what that looks like. It looks like from a family perspective or anything, but I just need to kind of put it out there. And so from that moment, that breakfast in April 2019 until, you know, last summer, it was just kind of a constant stirring and some brainstorming and just, like I said, even some uniqueness of COVID that actually helped make this a reality probably.
So let's take the pin out of that now. Was it driven some by your son and the fact that you, I'm sure, so you guys do a lot of sports, obviously, and we're going to talk about the new facility. It's a gathering moment. It's a gathering opportunity for the church that you're a part of, which is awesome. I'm all about that. Like, I really am. You and I had breakfast and we talked about this. Like, our community groups, a lot of people are in a small group with people from their church. As my wife and I were raising our kids and were in every sport you can imagine, those were our small groups. It was those parents we were connected with on the sidelines, and we became great friends, and we still to this day are great friends. Those became our small groups. your son making that invitation to you, did that have a pull on you as far as like seeing a greater vision of this is an opportunity for us to bring in dads like yourself that, you know, hey, wife and son are going, that's awesome. I'm not really interested. But if they attend, and so I don't want to put words in your mouth, if they're attending an event, playing a sport at your church, was that a driver for you?
It was, but it took, just like a lot of things with God, it probably took some time to connect those dots. You know, I'd, I'd be lying if I said, you know, a year later, I was like, I see this happening. It was just kind of seeing it. But after being a part of our game day basketball program, being involved with the, with our Grace Race 5K and some of those, and seeing all the folks there that, you know, had questions, were interested and intrigued by the church, but don't know where to start, don't know where to go. And too often people just think that our goal is just, hey, come to our church on Sunday, right? And that's great if people do that, but it's so much more than that. And probably now more than ever, you know, I think that it's certainly a part of it, and that should be a part of our walk. But sometimes coming to church on Sunday is the third or fourth or fifth thing that somebody might do as they kind of explore their faith. They might want to be a part of a community or a group, or go see a speaker, or just come play dodgeball or basketball or volleyball, right? Like, and kind of see what it's all about and what the people are about first. So that's what I started to see over time, that, you know, we pour to the kids and that's great, but we have a phrase here we used during game day this year, which, you know, when the parent's healthy, everybody wins. And I think when they're not, it can be a major challenge. And so I think I saw great excitement and kind of doubling down on that idea. Plus, I love to connect people. I love to network people. And that's kind of where it comes into. It's not always about me. It's just kind of finding people with similar loves and interests.
Can you tell me that phrase one more time? Because it was really powerful about the parent.
When the parent's healthy, everybody wins. Simple as that.
That'll preach right there, brother. All right. Yeah. So let's talk numbers. You guys were doing some, you know, you've mentioned a few sports, basketball, volleyball, I think dodgeball, like you guys were poured into this and now you're busting at the seams, which we will get to the new building in a second, to the place where you have to build a new building because this ministry has absolutely exploded in Akron, Ohio. So can you talk a little about the numbers that you guys are bringing in and what kind of just response? In my opinion, God has opened the door, you know, trust me in this. See if I won't throw open the floodgates, he says, right? And see, you know, you trusted him in this. And I don't want to speak for you guys. I just know your story a little bit. And I'm wondering if you trusted him and he didn't open the floodgates. And now you've seen numbers where you, so much that you have to build a huge building, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, that you did a great job of summarizing. That is what happened. I mean, we believe that providing some more opportunities in sports would, you know, be a great connection point, but I don't think we ever could quite imagine like how God would work in all of this. So you mentioned the numbers. We've done the game day basketball, you know, for about a decade, and we've just seen the numbers steadily increase, which has been amazing. But yeah, we probably outgrew that building about 4 or 5 years ago, which obviously led to, you know, this inspiration that could we double down and triple down on this idea? And so, yeah, we, you know, I'll take a step back. What I would say is we always say this, and you'll hear this from Donnie, our sports pastor, like you'll never be blown away by our breadth of sports. We're not going to offer 100 different things. But we do believe you'll love the excellence that we put into a few things. So as we were busting at the seams, we tried to make sure that just because you can doesn't mean you should. And there's all these sports. What about this? What about this? What about this? And we've always believed that you need great leaders to make these sports things happen. You can't just start throwing it together or you're missing the point. And so we really have focused on three really major things. One was youth basketball. One was sports camps, sports day camps, you know, during the summer. And then the third was this Grace Race 5K that we've been doing for almost 15 years as well. Those have been really the three things that we have focused on and just continued to pour into excellence. And then said, if we get a bigger space, then then maybe we can begin adding more things like official volleyball, like basketball leagues, fitness classes, things of that nature. But we knew we needed that space before those things could happen.
So they bring you on, they see your vision, you see their vision together. This convergence came with this brand new building. And so that's your role. Let's talk a little bit about what is your role, and then talk to me about this new facility, because it is amazing. The pictures I've seen are unbelievable. So let's talk about, and I see you smiling as if I'm talking about your brand new child that was just born. Like, it's gotta be special. So talk to me about your role and then the building itself.
So this is the fun part. My logistics and the officialness of all of that is not my specialty. So the beauty has been, when you talk about convergence, it's so funny to use that word. This just came up this week when I was talking to somebody. When I talk about this position and why I love it so much, it's this convergence of all these things that God's done in my past into this role, vision, networking, all of that. And yes, same deal. This has been like a convergence of me taking all of that and then mixing it with what Grace was already doing before I got here. So my role is not about how do we set up the courts to get three more games in on the site. Like, we have this amazing team that we have in our sports department already who does just that. So my whole role is to help us think more like, when we do something new, how do we help make sure that we're not just doing it because some people ask for it, but that it can reach other families, can reach people that are searching, it can reach what we would say the unchurched or the lightly churched, the people who are trying to figure it out. That's where my role comes in, to make sure we have ways to connect to those folks and not the logistics of it. So it's fun. I get to do all the stuff I love to do, and I don't have to pretend to be somebody I'm not, doing that piece. We have some great people for that.
It's a massive building. So you have a pretty big team then. I mean, if somebody else is handling the logistics of scheduling and probably waivers and whatever, like I've been on that side too, like whatever that needs, you're not handling that. So you must have a pretty sizable sports ministry team.
Yep. We do. There's eight of us on the team in sports, but I think the other secret sauce, if you will, is just amazing volunteers. If you go back to you asked about numbers earlier, we kind of skipped past that, but there's about 650 kids in that game day basketball program that takes place. And that's cheerleaders and basketball. Basketball is probably about 80% of those numbers. But to put on that season of 11 weeks of game day basketball is about 300 volunteers over the course of that 11 weeks. So you're talking about people refereeing for free, which we know is like impossible to find refs. And we have people giving their time on Saturdays to ref for free, sometimes for half of the Saturday. You're talking about people coaching these kids. You're talking about just all the way the people handing out popcorn and people doing devotionals on practice nights. Like, so 300 volunteers. So we have this amazing team, but I think that the real secret is that people believe in what's working, with sports ministry and pouring into that, and the really great part, Aaron, is that, man, a lot of those people they're not like you and I sports fanatics, right? It's not just because they just love sports so much, just because they actually can see the cool fruit that come from sports ministry more than just like, I just love the Cavs and I want to be around sports. No, some of them don't even know how the Guardians or Cavs or Browns are even doing. They just want to pour into this. So anyways, that is like, our team is amazing, but the volunteers are just like unheard of, and it couldn't be done without it. Honestly.
It takes a village to do something with what you guys are doing. And so let's talk about the building, because it opens very soon, right? In the next month?
Next.
Is that right?
Yeah. September 9th is the open house weekend.
Oh, so, no.
Yeah,
so, coming up. Yeah. Next weekend.
Next week. Cool.
How you doing?
I'm good. We're good. We're all like new business, new building stuff is always like kind of, crunch time stuff, but it's going great. And yeah, we'll have a big open house that Saturday morning, like from 10 to 2. So if you're in Northeast Ohio and you've been wanting to check out Grace or wondering what the heck's going on with that construction for the last, 3 years, the open house will be on the 9th from 10 to 2, but it'll just be a chance for, nothing too fancy. just an open house and food and some stuff, just so people can come in and finally check out the space. We're just excited to get our lobby back. We've been surviving in this very small, tiny lobby for, you know, essentially 2+ years. And so we're excited to get that back, but people are also just going to love the gym. You've seen pictures of the gym. The gym's 2 full courts, that also has the capacity to be the, you know, 4 halves. So you're talking about, you know, 8 hoops. So you got 4 and then you got 2 or maybe 10 hoops. I did my math wrong there. But anyways, you have enough to do 2 full courts and 4 half courts. So it's just going to give us a lot more opportunity. We also have curtains so we can have multiple things going on at the same time, which we haven't been able to do in the past. Volleyball, basketball will, you know, be really key, but it does give us a chance to do things like dodgeball, like I mentioned, and other like fun things when you can just drop the curtains and create 4 different sections. Pretty cool.
And so people listening right now, where can they find, we've mentioned the website a few times. So they're listening, they hear this, whether they're in Northeast Ohio or anywhere in the country, how can they find your church's website?
GraceOhio.org. Go there and you'll be able to see it. Choose that Gent campus and you'll see information on there. I don't know, maybe there's a way when I repost this, I'll put the link of the little video for the open house as well, just so they can see some video of what it's going to look like. It's pretty exciting stuff.
If we have people in the country that are not in Ohio, do you guys stream on Sundays?
We do. Yeah. So we actually stream. We currently have live Saturday, 5 o'clock and 6:45 services, and then Sundays, 9 and 11. But we also do stream those times. And then we're always running on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. So we have a good amount of people. We have people that say they attend Grace Church who don't live in Ohio, and they're, you know, that's one of those blessings of COVID, right? Like people learn that you could actually stay committed or maybe even get more committed than doing it. So yeah, we have a lot of people that would say they watch regularly on the weekends, and we, despite COVID, you know, changing it, we kind of rolled with that. I mean, we still love to have people live, but we know some people do that. So we continue to pour into that platform and make sure that we're finding ways, you know, to stay connected with them as well, and even get them connected to interests that they may have that we can help with, you know, virtual classes and that kind of stuff.
It's a wonderful medium. It really is. It's the blessing and the curse of COVID, I think. Because a lot of people didn't go back. They realized how great streaming is, and you can hit it up on a Sunday morning. Even if you're not in town, you can still attend your church, so to speak. So as you said, blessing and curse of that. How can people help you help this launch? What's the best way that anybody listening can help now and in the future?
Yeah, I would say just come on out and check it out. I mean, and that's where it starts. You know, I mentioned though, but the volunteers are key, right? So I'd say if you're always wanting to get involved and maybe I've never been able to find a way to really connect, I would say, come on down and just check out the church and see what's going on with this. See all the cool things God's doing, find ways to get connected. We'll find ways to get people connected. But it's, to me, it'd be more about just coming out and checking it all out. And then, like I said, we're going to see where it goes from here. We're open to ideas. We're open to what's next. The space does give us a chance to do some new things. So any recommendations in way that they think we should be thinking about, we're open to that as well.
Hey, everyone. This is Caitlin. Did you know that the Unscripted Podcast is a part of a larger group called the Unscripted Collective? The Unscripted Collective is a team committed to building websites, podcast coaching, and even has a merchandise warehouse for podcasters and organizations. Find out more at myunscripted.com. Reach out today to find out how we can help you in your organization too. Visit myunscripted.com. Now let's go back to today's interview.
Last question for you. Did you follow another church's model when it came to this sports ministry kind of thing, or have people reached out to you to follow your model yet? I say yet because I have a feeling they're going to.
Yeah, I would say we blazed the path in a lot of the ways. There's a lot of compliments thrown to, you know, our sports pastor, Donnie, and especially our leadership all the way up to supporting all that we thought we could do with sports. And so I would say we're blazing a path here. There's certainly a lot of other churches that we've learned from and talked about, but I think a lot of what we have is hopefully blazing a path, and we hope to be a resource to a lot of other churches that are realizing how important sports can be in terms of growing. It's just a new way to reach folks out there versus, like I said, it's not just about come to service, but what are other ways we can meet people where they are? And we know sports is a huge place that's not going anywhere for our families out there.
I lied. I have more questions.
Yeah.
What's the next sport coming up, and how would people sign up if they are in Northeast Ohio and they want to be a part of a sport that's coming up? What's the next thing on the calendar?
Well, the first big thing we're going to jump into with the building that we haven't, now I told you about the big three before that we were already doing. The next big thing we'll pour into is actually a men's basketball league. And so we'll start that in October. We're just starting that. So yeah, if somebody sees this and they're interested, we are just now starting to pull that together, and that'll start in October. So we're very excited for that. That'll be in October, and we'll have a younger division, older division, and we'll have kind of two levels inside those as well. So it should be able to meet people wherever they are to get out and play. So we'll have that. And then we have fitness classes, and we have co-ed volleyball coming down the road as well, among other things. But men's hoops league is the first big kind of new journey for us. And it'll be nice to pour into adults, like I said, versus the kid leagues that we've been doing.
How many pages is the waiver for the men's adult league?
I don't see. That's the stuff I don't have to think about, Aaron. We just come up with the ideas and we let them figure that out. So
I got to think it's a pretty thick waiver.
Yeah.
Because I just know I don't think I could roll up to the old men's league anymore. At least not in my current condition. All right. Have you guys looked at pickleball at all? It's a big one.
You know what? I'm so glad you said that. I totally missed it. We actually built pickleball courts last fall and opened that up. So that's actually that same facility that we're kind of busting at the seams on basketball. Outside of that facility is where the pickleball courts are. And so we have seen that explode, actually. You know, we built them in the fall. We couldn't really touch them in typical Cleveland winter. But then this spring, it's just taken off. So yeah, we have four courts out there, and we're seeing beginners and intermediates playing. Probably the coolest part is we're seeing intergenerational, you know, relationships, right? So pickleball was once viewed as, you know, a different type of sport. Now it's viewed everybody. Our college age and kind of young professional age, like this 20 somethings, are loving it as much as our, you know, 50s and 60s. And so we're actually just seeing really cool intergenerational relationships forming. And we've really just barely scratched the surface there. We got a couple hundred people involved in that pickleball community already. And like I said, there's a million things that we haven't even touched with it yet. So we're really excited for where that's going to go.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, honestly, it's the greatest, fastest, whatever, current sport growing like crazy. So it's very cool that you all are doing that as well. And speaking of fat guys and old waivers, that's probably... That's a really good, that's a lot of the guys I know that are my size are out there playing pickleball. And so good for them and good for you guys. All right. Let's run down all the links one more time. Link to the church.
GraceOhio.org.
And that's probably the hub for everything. Are there socials on there as well? Are they on social media somewhere?
Yeah, you can find us at, you'll find us at Grace Ohio through there. You can find all the socials in terms of Instagram, and you can find us on Facebook as well. And a little bit on Twitter, but mostly Facebook and Instagram is where you'll find us as well.
And what about you specifically? How can they follow you?
Well, Twitter is one of my favorites. As you know, that's kind of how you and I got connected. Yeah. So I'm Stellar123 on Twitter. And then I'm on Facebook quite a bit as well. So you can find me there as well. So
We will be praying for you. We'll be praying for the launch within a week. I don't know when people hear this, but September 9th. I'm really glad that your church has the vision to bring in someone like yourself with the experience outside of the church sphere. I think that's going to be very, very beneficial. I don't know anyone at your church or any of the leadership. But if I did, I would thank them for bringing you in, because I know that you have experience and you got a passion for this. you're a dad that loves his kids, and that's probably one of the greatest assets you can have in the position that you're in, is understanding that. And man, I'm really, really proud of you, and I can't wait to watch this thing just continue to explode. And you'll have to come back and tell us how it's doing, you know, a year from now. September 1st, 2024,
maybe? Yeah, there we go. That sounds perfect.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Unscripted Podcast. Make sure to review and share wherever you listen to your podcast. It really helps out our mission to encourage everyone to live life unscripted. Until next time, keep living life unscripted.